Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a fitness guru from Dubai, Mr. Greg Boucher. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Thank you. Greg is the CEO of MeFit Pro, which is an organization of world-class fitness and wellness solutions. He's a success coach, master trainer, specializing in nutrition wellness. So Greg, before I ask you any questions, tell me about this little slogan behind you. Check, I can't at the door. What does this mean?
This one, yes. So I bought it, you know, over the years that I've been in fitness and been in wellness, is I've always caught on to a few little slogans that we had, and I'll probably pan around a little bit that you've got a couple others there that about all our curtains and little slogans that are up on the wall. And it was sort of from the John Wooden era, where basically, you know, this one is, we don't want to hear any excuses, you know. Get in the door and say, I can. And that's whether that's in work or whether that's in fitness or in sport. That was always something that we always tried, you know, and stuck to.
Terrific. And I guess that would apply to even startup entrepreneurs and everyone else.
Yeah.
Go on with the slogan of I can. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Terrific. So now tell me about your goal, which is, to quote you, quality of life through a healthy, active lifestyle involving fitness and nutrition wellness into daily lives. Tell me about this. And maybe
you know, obviously one of the big things that I've been quite lucky with, I was brought up in New Zealand, and obviously in New Zealand, the biggest thing down there was everyone's very, very active. And what I found over the years, and just being more involved in the health and fitness industry, is you get a better quality of life, and people that are involved in fitness and wellness seem to have a better quality of life because they can get out and do a lot more. They make the most of the day. They actually enjoy what they're doing. So if you're fit, if you're healthy, if you're eating the right food, and nutrition comes into a big part of it, it's like fueling the body. You can actually get a lot more miles out of the body, and obviously enjoy it a lot more than you would if you weren't as active, or as, you know, looking after your nutrition.
Fascinating. So let's talk about your organization, MeFit Pro. What do you do here?
Yeah, well, it was formed in 2003. And when I moved to Dubai in 1999, I opened up the first chain of commercial fitness clubs. And we seen a big need back then when I opened up this chain. There was nothing else in the country. So what we found is we needed to set up a training institute to train fitness trainers and nutrition coaches. We had to bring in equipment. We had to bring in nutrition products to basically make sure everything that we were doing and that I learned back in New Zealand, we could have here in the Middle East and in Dubai. So in 2003, after we set up two clubs, I decided to go at it alone, and actually then with the brands that we'd already bought over for those clubs that we'd set up, started distributing those products around the region to help other clubs and obviously nutrition stores open up and obviously be successful.
Amazing. So help me understand the meaning of fitness, because it means different thing to every single individual. How do you define it?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. You know, I sort of look at it as, and there's lots of different meanings. If you go into the dictionaries and that sort of thing, it comes up something different every time you look at it. But really, it's wellness. It's through exercise and nutrition is really the key thing about it. And it's what you can, or how you can perform, whether you're a machine or whether you're a person, a human, how you can perform at the best quality or at the best optimal rate that you can perform at. So that's what I sort of see it as, is it a car that gets its warrant of fitness performing at its best? Is it a person performing at the optimal best through obviously what you put into your body or what you get out of your body? So that's sort of how I define it. And I think the new buzzword around fitness is wellness now, not just fitness.
Absolutely right. And you know, everyone's now become very conscious of fitness. I think the last 18 months of COVID have actually encouraged a lot of people to start thinking about their own health. How does one determine what is the right fitness regime for themselves?
Look, it's that's huge, you know, and really the big thing at the end of the day is really understanding you to start with. It can mean a lot to a lot. It can mean a lot to a lot of people in terms of what it means for you to be physically fit and for what you should be doing to be physically fit. Mm-hmm. But really, at the end of the day, you've got to really understand your own body. And one of the big things that we try and have people understand is what is right for you. You know, what is going to help you get through your day, live your better quality of life by being able to move and being able to enjoy the life of, you know, whether it's your grandkids coming up or whether it's enjoying your time with your wife or your husband or being able to just go to work and be able to focus and concentrate on the work that you've been able to do. So I think really at the end of the day is, you know, you need to figure out what you can get out of your body. And I think with it's easier for the younger people that you ingrain it in them from day one. It's harder for the older people because if you've got stuck in your ways, it's very difficult to change. You know, you're not going to, if you haven't been very active in your life and you've been very sedentary, to try and get you to go out and run a marathon or something like that, why do I want to do that? I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the biggest things now that we're finding is movement. You know, you need to be able to move and be able to activate yourself so you don't have all the back pains, you don't have the problems with knees and ankles and back and shoulders and these sort of things back in life. So it's getting people to move in the most functional way that they can and trying to increase movement. And whether that's stepping, walking, running, cycling, whatever's going to help you move more to help you go back into what we call a calorie deficit. So how do you burn enough calories in the day to be able to keep yourself physically active and more importantly, burn off the food that you really enjoy eating?
Well, so, and that's an absolutely incredible explanation you've given, and I think it's amazing. So moving on, when the pandemic started, everyone was talking about how they were gaining weight, you know, because everyone's sitting at home.
Yeah.
My question to you is, how have people coped with fitness and wellness during the pandemic? And I know in Dubai, you haven't been as badly affected.
Yeah, look, it's and people have been affected. I know you guys down in India have been really badly affected. I have a lot of friends in India and, mm-hmm. and their families. We have a lot of my work colleagues that work with me here at MeFit Pro and that are from Indian descent. And you're hearing some of the horror stories that you guys have had down there. But mm-hmm. when it comes back to wellness, I think people that were physically active and physically fit probably handled it a lot better than other people. The immunity and the immune system was a lot stronger and able to fight it. And I think really when a lot of people found out that they had to stay at home, they were in lockdown, mm-hmm. the initial onset was like, oh, what am I going to do? I can't do anything. Let's just sit here. And I took people a little bit of time to realize, you know what, we have to change our routine now. We have to look at what we're doing. Maybe we can't eat as much food because we're not physically active and being able to walk around and walk to the office or walk to the train station. Let's figure out what we can do in our own house to be able to keep up those calorie burning opportunities to stay physically fit. And I think one of the biggest things that changed that we noticed a lot around the world was digital fitness. Mm-hmm. And where we were streaming in, whether it was trainers streaming in using Zoom or Teams or any sort of access to Zoom in, or whether it's now these fitness apps that have continually to grow and probably been the biggest growth that's happened over the pandemic is mm-hmm. these opportunities of you can be doing a class in your own home, whether it's yoga, whether it's meditation, whether it's a spinning class, whether it's a cycling class, whether it's a HIIT training class in your own room. Mm-hmm. And this one instructor's been streamed in all around the world. Mm-hmm. It could even be a live class that you start participating in. The instructor could be in New York, you could be in India, I could be in Dubai, someone could be in New Zealand, and we're able to get in there and also be motivated. Motivation was the big thing, is how do we motivate people to get on the screen or to want to do something in their own home. So those instructor-led classes actually really help people to be motivated to do some exercise, to move, to burn those calories. And that's where it sort of shifted during the lockdowns and while we're at home.
Fascinating. So, you know, you just mentioned that one aspect of fitness is movement, and that one has to, you know, figure out how much is the right appropriate amount of movement for ourselves. But another element of fitness or wellness is nutrition and supplements. So my question to you is, how important is it for us to determine what is the right kind of nutrition for us? And do we need supplements?
Good question. And it's probably a question I get asked all the time. And mainly because, you know, I'm in a company that distributes nutrition products. So again, coming from a country like New Zealand, we thought back then that we had, you know, the products grown out in our back garden. We had the access to the most freshest food and the best quality food that we could do. And we're always, and I'm always a big advocate, my wife's a big advocate of it as well, as you know, you want to eat the rawest foods that you can eat, you know, get away from the packaged products, get away from the canned products, and get eating real food, you know. And unfortunately, what's happened over the years with the food, it's been degraded, and obviously the quality of the food that we're eating today than what we used to eat is continually going down. We're not getting the vitamins, we're not getting the minerals, we're not getting the same amount of fibers that you could get out of some of the foods that we used to get years and years ago. So what we call supplement is really supplementing your diet with a food or with a nutrient that you can't get from real food and the abundance that you need to, again, live the best quality of life that you need to be able to keep your immune systems high. And that's where you need supplements. There's a lot of supplements in the market. And I think the vast amount of supplements that are in the market confuse a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But really, if you know that you're deficient in a product or deficient in a nutrient, that's where you need to get that from, a supplement. And I think that's probably the easiest way to really understand that, whether it's protein, whether it's from some good fats, or whether that's from a vitamin or a mineral that you're lacking because you can't get it from your food, then you need to supplement.
Quite amazing. Yeah. And one related question to this, that before I start taking any supplements, do I need to take some expert advice?
Look, it's always recommended because obviously there's someone out there that knows always a little bit more than you, and likewise for myself. And over all these years, I still listen to podcasts. I try and get advice from the right physicians or the right people that I'm able to get access to basically help me out. There's a lot of, and what's got a lot better as the world has sort of grown digitally is finding out through tests, what am I deficient in? So there's lots of different types of blood tests now that you can do. There's stool tests you can do. There's numerous amounts of tests that you can do now that would determine if you're deficient in a nutrient or of some sort.
Okay. And my next question to you is that you've lived in the Middle East and have traveled extensively in South Asia and Southeast Asia for over two decades. What would you say are some of the wellness challenges people in these regions face? I mean, you come from an absolutely incredible and very, very fit country, which is New Zealand.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing is, and you know, I really enjoyed my time when I was traveling in and out of India. You know, I helped set up a company there in India called Professional Fitness. Mm-hmm. And probably the biggest thing that that I can say you know, probably the hardest thing that you guys find is making sure that you surround yourself with the right people that are going to give you the right advice to, one, motivate you that you want to go and do some exercise or get the right advice. And more importantly, having access to the parks or to the sports fields or to the fitness clubs that you could go to be able to go out there and do that. And I've seen it grown over the years. There's been some great ventures there. I've seen the growth of the likes of Fitness First in India, amazing things that brought access. And I could see that over the years, the fitness levels and and more so even the younger people, the amount of younger people that started seeing exercise as a way of life. Mm. And I think that was the biggest thing in Asia, is making sure that fitness is a way of life. It is something that you feel that it's not a chore. It's not something that that you have to do. It's something that you want to do. And obviously now, as the world becomes more digital, you know, the younger generation are on the TikToks and the Snapchats and the YouTubes. Everyone needs to look beautiful and feel beautiful on there, and also more importantly, look fit. And so there's some pressures like that. But I think the hardest thing that I noticed was obviously some other outside factors that probably you can't influence a lot, like pollution obviously plays a big important role in it. Obviously the environment that you're in, and more so some of the other controlling factors that what I think is really good going forward now is getting people to surround themselves with like-minded people that really you're learning good habits from the day one. And I think now as the younger generation get older and start having children, that's the start of it. Because I know, I don't know your mother and father, but mm-hmm. a lot of the older generation in India, what I noticed, they didn't have fitness and wellness as part of their life. Where the younger generation now, because they had it as part of their life, they'll be ingraining it into their children. So I think that plays a big important part.
Very interesting. So my next question is on yoga. You know, yoga has been around in the world. I mean, it's been in India for thousands of years, but the world discovered it about 40 or 50 years ago. But in the last 20 years, yoga seems to have become a part of everyone's fitness regime. Right. I'd love to understand your perspective on yoga.
Look, I think I'm not an expert in yoga, but I'm a big advocate of yoga, and I think it does play an important role. The growth of yoga globally has been tremendous. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most successful digital apps called Echelon Fit is actually got yoga as one of its streams that they're streaming into people's homes with yoga. And there's completely lots and lots of different types of yoga out there. But what I think it does is it's a way that people can understand themselves, to really take a time out, to really focus on themselves, to really breathe, you could say, to really understand that mind-body connection, you know, and that's really an important thing. But I think the biggest part about it is movement.
Mm.
Just getting people to move, you know, that's really the really one key thing with yoga. And I think that's what people enjoy about it. It's peaceful. People can go away. They can take their mind away from all the pressures of the day and that sort of thing, and really feel themselves breathe. And more importantly, move into positions that they wouldn't normally get themselves into every day if they didn't have yoga as part of their life. And as I said earlier in the podcast, movement is so important, you know, to be able to, you know, live a better quality of life.
Wonderful. So my next question or relating to fitness, and if you have time, I maybe ask you one or two personal questions. But, you know, you have seen people of different ages, you know, working on their fitness and wellness levels. I'm sure you worked with a lot of the millennials and the Gen Zs. How are they changing fitness and wellness?
Yeah, it's another great question, and it's really interesting because I've got two children of my own now, and I can see the way that they like to exercise and like to play sport is completely different than what I used to do when I was my age, and different than my mum and dad when they were teaching us about sport and fitness. Mm-hmm. And what I one of the big things that we noticed is they like change. They don't like to do the same thing every day. They want to go out and try something new. They want to, you know, and that's what I've seen with, and we've seen in the fitness industry, is that the boutique fitness has changed a lot, because one day they might want to go and do a dance program. The next day they might want to go and do a spinning program. And the next day they might want to go do weights, or they might just want to go for a walk, or they, you know, so it's, they're not tied into doing that one thing every day. That routine is not something that they want to do. Mm. And the other big thing that I've noticed with them is it's got to be fun. Mm. It's got to be entertaining. So what we say is we've got to create entertainment for them. So whether that's where you bring in the gaming, you know, the esports and the gaming is really big now. How do you make people move and create that gaming experience? Or again, entertainment. How do you get exercise and entertainment blended into one? And I think that's something that the younger generation really want to have. But more importantly, what they also find is community. They like to be around their friends. They want to be exercising or working out with their friends. And what you've got to do is make it fun, make it entertaining, but do it in a community environment where they're doing it with their mates and with their friends. And that's, I think, something that the industry is learning a lot about with these younger generation coming through.
What a great answer. So I have time for only one more question, and I'm going to ask you another question related to fitness. And my question to you is, how is technology changing fitness and wellness?
Well, yeah. And it's probably the tech game, they call it, or the you know, the digital game is completely changing the industry. You know, one of the big things you can, I wear today, I wear a watch on my arm that gives me how many steps I did, how many calories I consumed, what my resting heart rate is, did I have a good sleep or I didn't have a bad sleep. So again, it's something that you're tracking your fitness and be monitoring your fitness, where that goes up into a digital cloud and you can track that and you know exactly where you sit today. Where previously it was a bit of guesswork. You're having to try and find that place, or sort of, you know, through practice you could find it. So I think we're able to find it a lot easier now on what is your optimal day, what is your optimal calorie intake, what is your you know, a calorie, if you're trying to go and lose a little bit of weight, what is your calorie deficit, which you can count through the digital world. So technology on the watches and the apps and that sort of thing now is really, really massive, and it will continue to change the fitness space going forward. The digital side of things, where the streaming into your homes, the streaming into fitness clubs, the tracking of what you're doing while you're in there is continuing to get better and better. The quality of obviously the apps that you're able to exercise on now is continually changing the world. And I think the biggest thing that's going to go forward there now is you'll see some of the big players in the digital world. You'll see some of the bigger players in the electronics world get into wellness and get into fitness. You know, you can see it with Apple now. You can see it with Samsung. You can see it with all these big players now coming in. So what it means for the fitness industry is we have to be better at what we do. Collaboration is going to be so important, where you can collaborate with some of these big tech companies and bring them into the fitness world. So it's how those collaborations can come together and work together will continue to change the space, because people realize, those big tech companies realize that wellness is here to stay, and how do they get into that space and create those environments or entertainment, you could say, again, to make people want to do it and stay in it. So, yeah.
Very, very interesting. Greg, thank you so much. It's been such a privilege speaking to you. Thank you for talking to me about MeFit Pro and all the amazing stuff you are doing. And my big takeaway from you in our conversation today is movement. And I'm sure the thousands of people who will listen to us will pick up this one word, which is movement. I mean, I think that you're saying is one of the most critical aspects of making sure that our fitness regime is on track, in addition to, of course, a whole lot of other things. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.